everybody. I'm here just to talk about life insurance options. A lot of people only know whole life and term. There are two types of life insurance, term and permanent. So permanent means just like the word permanent means your whole life. Term means for a set time. So just like the president has a 4-year term, once the 4 years is over, his job is over unless he gets reelected. So for your term life, you have the term for a set number of years, and you can renew if the company lets you renew. Some companies don't let you renew, some companies let you renew. This presentation is not company specific. I'm not speaking about any particular company. So rates go according to company. Rates are according to company, they're according to your health, they're according to your age and your sex, and whether you smoke or not. So those are how rates are figured. So we're just gonna go through the different options. There are more than just term and whole life. Under the permanent umbrella of life insurance, there is whole, variable, index, and universal. So there are four types of permanent life insurance. People only know about whole life, which is only one. What about the other three? So we're gonna talk about term insurance. So under the term umbrella, there are certain types of term. So we have annual renewable term, which I had someone who had one of those, which every year the cost of insurance will go up. So if you have an annual renewable term, the coverage is for 1 year term renewable every year with a higher price. So, all right, if you got your term policy and it's at $20, the next year is going to go up, and the next year is going to go up. You might not mind two, three, four, five, $6, so 20. But are you going to mind when that 20 turns to 100, when that 100 turns to 300, when that 300 turns to 600? Are you going to mind then? Then we have level term. Level term is when they give you a time limit. So the lowest term could be, besides the 1 year annual renewable, 5 year, 10 year, 20 year, 30 year term. Then we have decreasing term, which is equivalent to like a mortgage. So it's mortgage life insurance. Your premium will not increase. So when you pay a mortgage, the balance goes down. It decreases, so your balance decreases when you pay a mortgage. Then we have return of premium term. The policy will return their insurance company will return your premium paid if you survive your term. So if you have a $5,000 coverage, this is not policy specific, these are hypothetical. So if you have $500,000 and you pay $1,000 in a year for 20 years, after 20 years, if you don't pass away, which is 20 years is the term, so the policy expires. If after 20 years you don't pass away, they will give you back $20,000. So term insurance is simple. You pay the insurance company. If you die, they pay you the death benefit. If you don't die, they don't pay. You lose your money, premium money, just like a car insurance. You pay to have your car insured. They're not going to give you the money back. That's just how it works. So is your term renewable? Be aware that some term policies are not renewable. Many are. This is why I keep stressing that people need to read their policies. With non-renewable term, you may not be able to renew unless you have good health. So, but another thing with term insurance is people don't realize when they want to renew, if they let you renew, let's just say we get a policy at age 20, and then you have a 20-year term, you're now 40. You're renewing at 40. So whatever your premium amount was at 20, it's gonna jump to the 40-year-old premium. People don't understand that. So they, oh, term is cheap. I only pay $20 for my policy. You only pay $20 now because you got the thing when you was 20, 25, 30 years old. Now 20 years later, you're at an older age. You might be sick. You might have all these chronic conditions. You're going to be paying. It's gonna quadruple. Double, triple, quadruple. Which is the way it is. So permanent life insurance is a term plus cash. So whole life. So with whole life is a simple concept of, is a fixed premium. So whatever premium they assign you to, that's the premium for the whole life of the contract. You get a guaranteed rate, you get a guaranteed interest rate. So whatever your interest rate is on your cash value, which is normally between 3-4%. Not completely specific, but 3-4%. So for the rest of your life, you're going to be paying whatever your premium is and getting 3-4% of. Whole life is not flexible. Your premium is fixed, your interest rate is guaranteed, your death benefit is fixed, meaning that whatever you sign up for with your death benefit, if it's $20,000, that's what you're going to get. So your cash value also grows up very slowly. So, people don't understand just living benefits to having life insurance, which is the ability to withdraw tax-free money. Having a whole life policy is because your premiums, everything is so fixed in the policy, they're going to give you a conservative rate, 3-4%, which is not enough to beat inflation, which is why some people have cash value that their whole life, they realize they had it for 10, 20 years, and they only have a little bit of cash. That's why they're just conservatively getting this.
It's 12 o'clock.
So, I'm sure some people have heard this term, buy term and invest the difference. That's all great and dandy. So you can buy a term and take the difference from as if you were to buy whole life. So that's whole life. Permanent insurance is more expensive than term. So whatever the difference is from a whole life to a term, you would invest the difference. So, people that believe in this logic, they don't take into consideration that. In order for that theory to work, two conditions need to be met. People need to have the discipline and consistency to invest the difference. If not, you're gonna end up buying the term and spending the difference. But consistency, as we know, is a challenge. People always start the year off with resolution saying they're going to go to the gym. They go 2-3 weeks and they stop. Oh, I'm going to start eating healthy. They eat healthy 2-3 weeks, they stop. Oh, I'm going to save money. They save 2-3 weeks and then they stop. So people have a problem being consistent. So we know that there's an issue and a problem with people being consistent. Of course, with the economy changing, job markets, the many changes in people's lives, consistency is a challenge. So everybody's not going to be able to invest. Second, people need to know how to invest. There are some investments that give great rate of returns. There are some great investments that give great rate of returns, but also have the rate of return to lose money. You could actually potentially lose money. So if people are not savvy on investing, they're going to end up losing way more money than what they actually have. There are additional life insurance products that are fall under the permanent umbrella. So we have universal life. The difference between universal life and whole life is this flexibility. You can change your premium. You can buy more, pay more one month or less than that. Sometimes when you don't have enough money, you can even skip between payments as long as your cash value inside the policy is enough to cover your premium. You can adjust your death benefit. You can go up, you can go down. So that's universal life. Index universal life is a fast growing product due to its index strategy. So index means that it's connected to the stock market. With this account, you have a cap and a floor. So the cap would be 15% and the floor would be 0.75. The market goes up 20%, you get 15%. The market goes down to negative 20, you get 0.75%. You don't lose any money in this index strategy. So you, as an investor, you're not directly investing into the stock market. Instead, a cash value is a credible return based on the market, between a 15% and a 0.75%. There's also the variable life index, variable life, universal life. That is an investment related product that it mimics the stock market. So it doesn't have a capital floor. So I would not suggest that for anybody unless you are savvy in the stock market and you're savvy and you're able to manage and watch that, then that would be perfect for you. That is not perfect for me. I actually have four of these index universal life insurance accounts. I like them because everybody likes to make money and not lose money. And with these strategies, I'm able to quickly accumulate a lot of cash value that quicker than a whole life product. I'm able to save, I'm able to invest and quickly generate income. Because my kids are younger, starting young with them, they are able to quickly generate money so that by the time they want to go to college or whatever it is that they want to do with their lives, they're able to do that. So those are the different types of life insurance. I just explained the two types, whole, universal, the two types, term and permanent. And under the permanent umbrella, we have whole life, universal, index universal, and variable. And term is a term, and I explained different types of term. Which should you choose? Term, whole life, universal life, or index universal life? So in comparison, this would be the same thing as if you're trying to choose a car. Should you buy a sedan, SUV, minivan, pickup truck? So to a mechanic, all the cars are the same. They have the same basics, engine, transmission, four wheels. The difference is what they put on top of it, and you pick the one that fits your needs. So that's how you do that. But no matter which one you choose, own insurance has one thing in common. You have to pay the cost of insurance. So is it suitable? Is it affordable? At the end of the day, when you have to make a decision, whatever you buy, you should buy what you need and what you can afford. So that's just how that works. There are other types of insurance, life insurance, the accidental death and the accidental death insurance is a standalone option, but you can add it to your life insurance policy. It only covers accident-related deaths. So for that, if you get into an accident, you have to die at the accident in order to get the benefit. In order for your beneficiary to receive accidental death insurance, you have to die at the accident. You can't have an accident, get to the hospital and die. You have to die at the scene of the accident. Then we have final expense insurance, which is something that me and my husband both have. This insurance is used to pay for funeral costs. So instead of your beneficiary having to wait 30 days for life insurance proceeds, they would have access within 2 days to this funeral expense insurance. And it gives peace of mind to those within their final days. And this is also good for people who may not qualify for regular life insurance. There's no medical and proceeds or the life insurance, the benefit, it's whole life, and the benefit is given within 2 days. So people who are older and do not qualify for regular, or if you don't qualify for regular insurance, this is an option for you. Living benefits of life insurance. So there are accelerated benefits where your insurance company pays or advances a portion of your policy benefit to your pay for care or treatment, which is your long-term care. With the living benefits, your insurance can be more flexible. So, and as I explained in my other video, there's tax-free death benefits, tax-deferred earnings, tax-free withdrawals. So, any questions, you can message me, contact me about. So those people that I did a poll last week, I believe I did a poll about, what do people have? And only let me choose two options. So what do you have? Term or whole life? And a lot of my friends put whole life. As I explained about whole life, you're conservative. Your policy is being conservative with you. They're only giving you 4%. As I explained in my previous video, 4% is not enough to be inflation. So I know a lot of people that have whole life policies for 10, 20 years and they realize that, oh, my cash value is not growing. It's not going to grow at 4% too much. It's not. And it's not flexible. You have to pay that premium every month. With the index universal or universal life or any other life insurance, you have the option to change the premium, increase, decrease your life with death benefit. The whole life, you cannot. You don't have any flexibility at all. So, if you want to talk about other strategies, you want to talk about investing, you want to talk about retirement planning, then message me, email me, sherrysimmons729@gmail.com. I'm on Instagram, Miss Financial Educator. I have a Facebook business page. Reach out to me and we can discuss ways to help you save money. Thank you. Bye.